Welcome to the first Angsty Teen podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. And along with me, I have the Angsty Teen. How's it going?
Not bad.
Not bad. So this is the first podcast. So let's explain a little about what this podcast is and why you wanted to make a podcast.
Right.
So why do you want a podcast?
Yes. Well, at the time, I didn't really want to do anything. I was just kind of, I felt like I had too much stuff in my head. And then, you know, I was just like, you know, I want to say something, but I don't know where I can put my voice out. And that was, I guess, the main thing. I just want to like talk about how it is being a teenager and not how like the media portrays us or like any other way, because you know, we have voices too. They're not always heard. And that's the main reason why I wanted to make a podcast.
Yeah. And aside from that, I do believe that this generation's voice really does need to be heard. You guys are way more informed than prior generations, mostly because of the internet and the wide access to it. Even though there is still a digital divide, you guys still have so much more resources than even I did. Even though I'm one generation after you or before you. It's fantastic. I think you have a fantastic point of view. You definitely have a unique point of view. You take things in and have your own opinion, and you're not afraid to voice it. That's one of the reasons I thought it was fantastic that you wanted to do something like this. So let's go into a little bit about your point of view. Where exactly do you come from, you know, with your opinions? Have you built your opinions?
Well, I guess like everyone, I had taken a lot of stuff from my parents, but I don't necessarily see their point of view as mine. When I hear something that I don't think is necessarily right, I just kind of think about it and I research and I look around and I think, is that really how it is? Is that right? So I just kind of absorb things and then I try to like filter them, and I can see, I guess, by my morals, is this right?
I think morals are something that we build on, not just from our parents, like you said. Like, our parents have their point of view and they grew up a certain way, and I think we grew up a different way, and you guys are growing up an even more unique, different way. With the internet, with the access to different people, do you feel like you go online to meet friends a lot more than you do in like real life or at school? Like, is it more accessible to, is, does the internet make people more accessible to you?
Definitely, because like in real life, I don't want to go up to people and be like, hey, what do you like to do? And then once we talk about that, we can just be like, oh, cool, same interests. Like, no, that's dumb. You know, like, I get nervous around people and I don't like talking to them. But like online, you never really know who you're talking to. And I think that's kind of cool. But also it does make it a lot easier because like I don't have to talk to you face to face. And it's like, you know, if we have the same interests, then, you know, we're going to know about it some way or another. And I don't have to like actively get to know you to talk about it. I can just find you and I can be like, oh, you like the same bands that I do. And then I go up and I talk to you and I'm like, hey, I like this band too. So, you know, it's a lot easier.
So with the internet being so wide and having so many diverse people, why would you only want to talk to people with similar interests? Why wouldn't you dive into a whole different world and try to understand different cultures and different people in different ways?
That is something that I have not thought about that, but yeah, it would be pretty cool just to see like what other people like, I guess. But I guess for now, I just like staying in my comfort zone and going where I kind of know already. So I guess maybe, yeah, I'll venture off. But you know, for now, I'm just kind of vibing in my own pool of mutual interests.
I think that's great. I mean, little by little, you'll open your world to a whole different experience, I hope.
Yeah.
And I hope this helps you voice out your opinions, and I hope people respond to your opinions, whether they agree with them or not.
Mm.
Always happy to debate. I mean, you constantly want to fight with people over stuff. Always a great thing to do. So you had mentioned how you wanted a place to voice out your opinions and you didn't know exactly where you wanted to. And I think why I started to podcast. I wanted to voice out stuff, especially during this time right now when we're just stuck at home. And for those people listening, we are not in the same room here. So we are...
Fortunately.
Why fortunately?
Gosh, I can't stand you. Oh my gosh. This man is so annoying. He never stops talking.
Oh yeah, definitely. I never stop talking. Anybody you know that knows me will tell you the exact same thing. But anyways... we are social distancing, but we're not being antisocial. We're trying to communicate here and there, and I think I try to provide the same thing for a lot of people who I know in my life. And do you find yourself reaching out to friends a lot more often now that you don't necessarily have to see them face to face?
Well, I mean, sometimes I try to, but most of the time I'm just kind of like, but what if they're busy, even though they're probably not, because, you know, we're all just kind of stuck inside anyways. No. It's kind of about the same thing, I guess.
So what's keeping you busy?
Just, like, thinking mostly and just trying to do something to keep me busy. So, yeah, I'm just busy thinking about ways to be keeping busy. It doesn't really work out. So that's fun.
It works out. I mean, whether you're actively being busy or mentally being busy, you're still busy. It's still, you know, taking some time away from the day. I mean, there's only so many things you can do inside your house while you're being, you know, safe and thoughtful, making sure that you won't get other people sick, other people won't get you sick, or, you know, any of the scary things that happen nowadays. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's happened, and I'm pretty sure being at home has made you more aware of the news, because what else is there to watch, you know? So how much of what's happening have you taken in, and how has it affected you?
I mean, I guess it has really impacted me, because, you know, I have to stay inside, and I'm just kind of stuck here. And I can't drive yet, so that really sucks, so I can't really get some time away. But I guess I am still kind of forced to look at the news, and I see what's happening, and I'm like, wow, that really sucks. Of course, there's a lot of people out there who are, like, being idiots, and they're not doing what is safe, and I'm like, oh, shoot, we're all gonna die, guys, yay. But, you know, there's other things besides that. There's a whole other thing happening, you know, with Black Lives Matter and stuff. And I think that's really cool. You know, it's like we're just having our own little rebellion. I'm really happy that that's happening, that we're all just so empowered to do something. We're all brought together. Even if it's not really good, no one's really social distancing. So it kind of sucks. And everyone's looting and stuff, and that also sucks. But it's good to see people unite for one common goal, and especially right now when we're really divided. And you see these companies going like, oh yeah, we're all in this together. It's like, no, we're not. You know, there's people who are divided by different barriers, whether it be like, you know, race and just, you know, your income and stuff. It really depends, really affects you, that those things. Gosh, there's so many statistics. I cannot speak. We're not all in this together, but, you know, we're just kind of doing our own things. We're in the same country and we're all doing our own things. So I guess in that way, we are together. But, I'm forced to look at that. I'm forced to look at this stuff. And I'm like, wow, our country has come to this.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I'm really excited, but also I'm really disappointed that it's taken so long to just get to this point.
Yeah, aside from the Black Lives Matter stuff, you know, the pandemic really changed your life because your schooling was completely different this year.
Ooh, yeah.
How did that affect you? I know I've talked about it a lot on my other podcast, and I have my own opinion on it, but now that I have you here, I have the point of view of the student. So how did that affect you? How did that change the way you handled schooling?
Well, I was never the best student to begin with. And then when this happened and we were all just kind of staying home, and it's like, oh yeah, online schooling, let's go. Because I'm like, okay, I don't have to deal with people that I don't want to see. So that was a good thing. But then I started kind of falling apart mentally and stuff. Online is really different from actually being there, in the way that I could escape school. I can escape school here because I don't have to look at them in the face. I don't have to turn stuff in. And yeah, mentally, everything was going downhill. And I didn't turn in stuff. And then that resulted in a lot of kind of threats about me not finishing school. In the end, though, I did pull through. But yeah, it's still really hard, online schooling, because you don't have to look them in the eyes and be like, yeah, I didn't turn in stuff.
And I think that's the exact same reason most people, when they transition from high school to college, fail their first year. We're not prepared for that independence we get from school. Like, now everything is on our terms. We study when we want to. We go to class when we want to. We turn in assignments when we want to. It's all quite different. And this is a good way to prepare you. But at the same time, you were thrown into it very, very suddenly. And nobody guided you through it. Nobody kind of helped you prepare your mindset for it. Because all of a sudden, our brains are set to the fact that when we're at home, we're in a whole different we're in a whole different environment, and schooling is more like the work environment. We're supposed to be focused. At school, you're like, oh, I mean, at home, you're like, oh, it's a vacation. And it wasn't a vacation. And I know from helping elementary school kids, a lot of them disappeared slowly but surely. Like, within the first 3 weeks, we were down to about half of the class, and it's frustrating. Like, as a older person here, it's frustrating to see that younger people weren't pushed by their parents to do the best that they can. Rather, you know, it became a problem. Therefore, they backed off. Therefore, kids got the short end of the stick, and I'm not sure how well you finished, but I'm sure whatever you did finish, it was to the best of your ability for the moment. Would that be correct, or would that not be correct?
Partly correct.
So when it came to online, what made you kind of like not care about the results of it?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I guess it was just in general, you know, it's school and I don't like school. And then with online schooling and stuff, and then I just kind of fell apart, and then I just stopped thinking about my future, and I stopped thinking about what could be ahead, and I started doubting myself, and I thought, why? What's the point? I'm not going to do anything great.
I think that's where your generation kind of falls short. You guys are already doing many great things. I mean, most of this progress that we've made over the last 5 years was started by high school kids. you know, from the school shootings where no more armed guards, no more policing at schools. Like, why are we being tortured with this mental abuse of active shooter drills? Those really aren't beneficial to kids. I mean, it's a band-aid on a situation that is much more massive. And I think when high school students started talking about how it affected them, how a lot of kids' grades were going down because that mental anguish was there, it changed the way we look at stuff. And whether you feel like you're a part of that or not, I think you have every potential to be a part of that. You are very well spoken, and your opinions are solid opinions. They're not just like playful opinions just because they benefit you. Most of the time, your opinions, whether they benefit you or not, you voice them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And I think you need to give yourself a little bit more credit. I mean, you wanted a space where your voice could be heard, and here it is. Since we are getting on our time limit here, what exactly is it you want to say? What message do you want this first podcast to say about you?
I'm a pretty messed up person, and I get really, really bad sometimes. But, no matter how you feel about yourself, just know that there is still something good inside of you. You don't have to like it, because I don't really like myself. But there's a part of me that I do like, and there's a part of you that you do like. And there's something great inside of ourselves. And I would just, you know, you don't have to hide when you know that you could do something, when you know that you have something that is special. And you know, it may not be special, it may just be like, oh yeah, I can draw this really, really good stick figure with so much detail. Okay, cool, share that with the world, do something. If you're angry about how, you know, your hamster didn't get a funeral, oh my gosh, where did I draw that from? Okay. But if you're angry about something, if you're really passionate about something, you have to do something about it. You know, you can get all the help you need, but there's one thing you have to do, and that's you have to help yourself. And you have to push yourself, and you have to make it get heard. And you have to do something about what you want to do, I think. I think that makes sense. I don't know. I just kind of went off there.
It makes a lot of sense. And I think that's the main reason that I thought you having a podcast would be such a good thing. You and I have this thing where we know we're not perfect. We know we have our flaws, and sometimes it's overbearing, but at the same time, we want to kind of help people by sharing the stuff that we go through. I know for my other podcast, I always end with my final words or the last little bit of information that I want people to know, and I think you have a lot of that wisdom that you can share with people, because you do go through a lot of stuff, and it's amazing how much strength you can exude from going through it. Like, I know life ain't easy, as a lot of people out there know, and getting through it isn't fun. But you do it. And when you do, you want other people to know how you got through it. And maybe you can't say it, you know, one-on-one personally with somebody. But I hope this gives you a platform where you can share it. And you can let people know that things will be better. And I think that's something I want to do as well with everything I do. I want people to know that you are cared for and you are loved, and you should always know that. And thank you for joining for this podcast, and I hope we get to do another one soon. I know this was quick, and hopefully next time we could spend more time talking about different things and letting people know what's on your mind. Sound cool?
Yeah.
Okay, so goodbye, people, and thank you for listening.
Bye-bye, humans.